I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. In the Ukraine, the disabled are viewed as a burden. In fact, many of the 2.5 million people that are disabled are ignored. But that wasn't the case for 128 who participated in Johnny and Friends' first ever international family retreat for the disabled. Johnny and Friends' John Wern says,
"The Ukrainian team were putting on skits and doing games and that during the day. And then we gave them a couple of options for workshops. At the end of it, two of the ladies accepted Christ, and a couple of the kids accepted Christ."
Plans are underway to do this again in other areas of the world. They'd like you to participate. Next, burnout. It's a common phrase used to describe someone who's used so much energy that they now struggle to find the energy to just press on. It's rare, but it also happens to missionaries. Send International's Carl Kresge says,
"Cross-cultural missions, especially when that culture is very different than your own culture, can take a toll on our missionaries over the years. And I'm not talking about the typical culture shock that comes in the first year or so, but more of a gradual wearing down that can happen over many years."
These ups and downs can cause missionaries to leave the field. Kresge urges prayer for the continued strength. And education is in disarray in Haiti. That's why Christian schools are so vital to the country. Hope Givers International is helping a pastor care for 17 orphans. He also oversees a Christian day school. But classes almost didn't start on time because the landlord raised the rent. Unable to pay, an urgent call went out and a South Florida church provided the money needed. Now, more than 250 students will have an education and hear the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.